Hey, I'm Nick.
This is Jacob.
And Nelson.
And we are Dreamers, and you're listening to Sound Sessions on WGN Radio.
All the other ones never made it this far. They all were dust when they saw what you are. Still I chase you. To the place you hide. Will I make it out? Make it out of life. You got me brainwashed. You got me so lost. You got me messed up like you. You got me drugged up. You got me undone. Falling in love like you do. And if you lie. You got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me messed up like you. You got me drugged up, you got me undone, falling in love like you do. And if you lie down with wolves, you learn to howl. You got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me messed up like you. So lost, you got me messed up like you. You got me drugged up, you got me undone and falling in love like you do. And if you lie down with wolves, you learn to howl. You got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me messed up like you. You got me brainwashed. So lost, you got me messed up like you. You got me drugged up, you got me undone, falling in love like you do. And if you lie down with wolves, you learn to howl. Oh, you got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me messed up.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Michael.
And I am Kevin.
And we are so pleased to welcome to this episode of Sound Sessions, playing tonight at Lincoln Hall, Brooklyn's cosmic rock powerhouse. We welcome Dreamers. What's going on, guys?
Thank
Hello.
You very much.
Hey,
it's great to be here.
So good to see you guys. We've got Nick Wold, Nelson, and Jacob Wick in studio with us. We just heard some songs from them. They sound fantastic. You guys are on your A game today.
Oh,
thanks,
well, thank
man.
You. Love it.
So how was the ride? How was the ride here to Chicago?
It was
beautiful.
A joy. Yeah, it was beautiful. We just got through some hardship. Our van broke down.
Oof.
In Minneapolis. We got towed to the venue. We made it in time. Now we're new men with a brand new van. Mechanics got our back.
Nice.
Falcor is fixed.
Falcor is the name of the van. It's white.
Falcor being the beast from Neverending Story, if I'm
exactly.
not mistaken.
Yes, big furry dragon right, that carries
right.
you.
That's right.
Happy scaly dog.
Yeah. So let's talk about, you guys have the new album. Well, this album does not exist. It's coming out on August 26th. Pre-order launches today, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like, let's talk about it. Yeah, how do you guys feel about it? What's the story there?
The launch came out today, or rather at midnight last night. Mm-hmm. And we're super excited. It's pretty much been, it's kind of the culmination of our journey over the last year. We first went to LA from New York to record this album and write all this music and make all this stuff happen. So we're just really excited. We got, one of our favorite songs ever, Sweet Disaster. Get to put it out finally today. And then I can pre-order the album. So hopefully you will.
Yeah. That was pretty exciting. We didn't get a whole lot of sleep because it came out at midnight.
Yeah.
And the response online was like pretty immediate. So we ended up being on social media a lot.
That's got to feel good though, right?
It felt incredible.
Yeah.
Like people were...
Yeah, we're getting a lot of love from people. We're trying to respond to everything and it's really cool.
Yeah.
At first we were like, it's coming soon. And then someone was like, I have it already. We're like, how'd that happen? And she was in Australia.
Australia.
I guess it came out first in Australia.
Time zone difference.
Ah. Yeah.
But that was good because we know, okay, it is definitely going to come out on time. We haven't been telling people, like, we haven't been hinting at midnight and then nothing would happen. So it was a relief.
Right, it's the like, Lord's above it. iTunes exactly. and Spotify yeah. are really in control
yeah.
of when it comes out.
Which also, we have to say that both Apple Music, iTunes, and Spotify, like they were on some like amazing playlists like already for Sweet Disaster.
Oh, that's yeah. cool.
So it's mm-hmm. like...
They're supporting us.
Yeah, they're supporting us.
Yeah, well, can you guys speak a little bit on that? The fact that you had this EP out forever that was really gaining a lot of steam. And then what kind of effects or reactions did you get from people? Because you were touring with this EP for a while, right?
Yeah, we've been touring it for a while. I guess it came out in February.
Mm-hmm.
We've been pretty much touring ever since then. And, pretty off and on for the last 2 years. So we feel like nomads at this point.
Yeah.
And it's all been going really well. We're on tour with Zella Day mm-hmm. right now,
nice.
Who's amazing. That's what brought us to Chicago.
Very cool. How'd you get connected with Zella?
Just through all kinds of weird connections. She's actually on
Shady
Hollywood Records, which
deal.
Is sort of, the same label umbrella as ours. And
mm-hmm.
Jacob knows some of her friends and it's just kind of it's an LA thing.
So you guys have the one EP out and the LP coming out. And you're playing Lincoln Hall, you're playing Lollapalooza coming up, you have Lollapalooza after shows. How are you guys finding the success so quickly?
Good question. What do you think, Jacob?
I feel like we're too close to know.
Yeah.
Can't really place it. We're just going to keep moving.
We can't tell. We're a fledgling new band. We don't even have an album out yet.
How long have you guys actually been a band, even?
About 2 years.
That's not a lot of
Nelson
time.
Started yeah. the band.
That's incredible, guys.
Yeah. In New York, yeah. Exactly. And Jacob only joined last November,
yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've all been months. In bands prior to this. So we've been training
for
the last 10 years.
That's kind of what we related on, I think. We all felt like we had done it before and done it badly, and we wanted to do it better. We kind of knew what we were doing a little more, so we're like...
Let's try again.
Yeah, let's do this.
It's so important. That comes across a lot on the show, the fact that you need to find the right type of people, the right kind of family to create this band.
Certainly.
You're only as good as your, weakest link,
Definitely.
So you don't want any weak links.
You're only as dope as your weakest bro.
Luckily, we only have three links here.
Which one is the dopest bro, then?
Which one's the dopest bro?
No, we're all...
Probably Nick.
Oh,
Nick's
I appreciate
the dopest.
That.
Yeah. He's the dopest. Yeah.
Specifically dope.
But Jacob is the sickest.
Okay.
The sickest. Mm-hmm. And Nelson is the awesomest.
Yeah.
Or the illest.
Illest.
I've got a migraine terrible today, so I'm definitely the illest at the moment. Oh, no, it's...
Literally ill.
No,
literally ill.
I'm dying right now. So please pre-order the record so that I can see those numbers go up before...
he needs some
so
afford medication.
Go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Before I croak.
So going back to the LP, what can listeners expect going into it? They've got the one EP, which is just very limited. How many songs were on the first one?
Five,
and you got 12 on this new one. So what can people expect with these new songs?
A lot more of the same. A lot of our favorite songs that we haven't put out yet because I guess we were saving them. So it's all from the same recording session at... Fairfax, which is formerly Sound City in LA, which is like a dream come true kind of studio for us. So expect that.
All right, excellent. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you know, I kind of wanted to take it back to the beginning and see how you guys met, because you guys seem like a very tight-knit group. So how'd you guys get started with the band?
I had been in another band before in New York for years that broke up, and I was writing a bunch of music by myself. Mm-hmm. I was living in my practice space for a while so that I could only work at the bar one day a week. And we wanted to record it, so we found Nelson, me and Ari, the manager of my last band. We just kind of found him on the internet and auditioned.
On the sidewalk.
I was like, yeah, and it worked out. I was like, you want to do this? Yeah. No, we met on Grindr.
Yeah,
it's a great place to meet bassists.
I was doing I was playing with a lot of different bands and working side jobs and stuff in New York for a while, mm-hmm. And then when I met Nick, it was for some one off stuff, and it was just instantaneously, I was blown away. It was
yeah, and Jacob was similar. After we signed a record deal after putting out the first song, came to LA to do that thing, and ended up kind of splitting off with our last drummer, stayed in New York, and we found. Jacob, the same way, kind of auditioned some guys, and he mm-hmm. was the no-brainer choice. He was like us. He wanted to do the same thing and take it seriously. He was a great singer, a great drummer. So I'm done tooting his horn, though.
Thank you. I love when you toot my horn.
This is going to end with us all hugging in a pile.
So why a three-piece, then? There's something to be said, I think, about a three-piece. It's kind of a power group,
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
Some of the best bands in music history mm-hmm. are three-pieces. Why the three-piece here?
Yeah, we love the power of the three piece. A lot of our favorite bands, Nirvana, The Police. Who else?
Yeah. Hell yeah, Rush.
You beat me to it. I was gonna jokingly say Rush.
Yeah. No jokes here.
No, I'm the bass player, nigga, right. Of course, I love Rush. mm-hmm. I wouldn't cite them as an influence on what we do, though.
The number three is the strongest number in geometry.
It is the Pythagorean theorem. Actually,
it just seems cool.
We figured it out that. Mathematically, it was actually the most efficient way to be a band, and it's because a squared plus b squared c squared, the whole thing.
So also, being in a band is like being in a relationship, and the more people you add, the crazier it gets. So mm-hmm.
exactly, and who doesn't like a threesome?
If you've ever been in a four-way relationship, it doesn't
right
go
on
well.
Exactly. Three is a party. Four is awkward.
Yeah,
sorry.
I can feel that. I did want to know, how about the music scene in New York? Because you guys were coming from Brooklyn and everything like that. How does somebody get started in that oversaturated market, has such a high...
And I want to piggyback on that.
Go ahead.
Because now you guys have a new dynamic in L.A. How does New York compare to L.A. and even to Chicago now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, New York is oversaturated. And for that reason, no one's going to come out to your show because they could just go down the street and see... Beyonce or Sting any day, pretty much. Or they're in a band.
So they're playing the same night, and they've sent the same invites out, please come to my show.
Yeah. But the flip side of that coin is that there's artists all around you. It's kind of, Brooklyn is kind of a magnet for people who want to do exciting things. So all our friends are filmmakers and designing clothes. And so they, a friend sewed suits for us. Another friend made music videos with us, mm-hmm. visual artists. So being around that energy totally... for me, made me kind of able to be an artist and really immerse in that. And then LA is kind of right now the same thing. It's kind of an exciting time for music right now in LA, and I feel more centered on the industry and just people who are really making stuff happen. So it's been really good for us to go there as well.
Very cool, very cool.
And you mentioned too that your Spotify plays that have been tracked, it spikes in Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you guys most frequent here or something. How else would that be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We found out Chicago, it's our most played city.
Yeah.
So thank you, Chicago. We've always had an amazing time here.
We love
great
Chicago.
Friends here. And we have played here a lot. It just kind of happened that way.
Yeah.
Getting festivals here. I don't know what it is. You tell me.
Chicago phenomenon. I can't explain it. It's a music city. And you
we
guys,
love it. Yeah.
you were
yeah.
saying you played totally. Randolph Street Fest, you played Subterranean.
Yep.
I mean, people eat it up in the summer. I guess that's maybe a testament to that.
Play Riot Fest, Lollapalooza.
Right.
I think there's just more going on here than other places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a very communal kind of city too. Once we see something that we like, we usually just tack onto it from there.
That, and maybe it's like New York in the sense too that winters are brutal. So when you come and you're playing in a street festival in the summer, it's that's what Chicago is, and we eat that up,
Chicago reminds me of New York in some ways. It's
definitely.
A similar
vibe. It's like Diet New York.
Yeah, yeah. There's a similar vibe.
The winter's more brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more spread out.
It's definitely more spread out because, yeah, well, New York is just so compact. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So I was there for that governor's ball, which I don't know if you guys have ever been to it before.
I have once.
It's, you know, I'd much rather play Lollapalooza than that governor's ball, to be honest. And that's where you guys are going to be this summer.
Yeah.
So that's
we're
solid.
Incredibly stoked.
We're really
on
excited
that.
About that.
Yeah.
So when you get these kind of lineups and you can see where, you know, you're going to go on the tour and everything like that, it looks like you're ending in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is pretty darn sweet too. So coming, doing the lap around the Midwest. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Like, what are the goals that you're reaching? Because you guys are reaching them so fast. So what's that like?
That's awesome. I don't know. We just kind of paddle and kick and see how fast we can swim.
Yeah.
Always.
It feels good to see momentum, you know.
Yeah.
We've definitely done it in a way in the past with other bands where you don't really see the fruit from your work.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of an S show.
Yeah.
It's kind of, or we can swear on this, this show. It's kind of a shit show. Music. Because you never know. It's like art, music, it's so subjective. You never know what people are going to like. You want to make stuff that you like. You just got to just kind of do the best you can and keep trying. Yeah. So
I think that's the one thing we do. We just kind of don't, we don't stop. Like, we don't stop working or like moving. And it's great. I mean, we're all like on the same page with that. I know in other bands, there's always just like, oh, do that. I don't want to do it. We're just kind of, we jump into everything head first, like all the time. You know, we got the Zella Day Tour on like now. We kind of got it last minute.
You got it last week.
Yeah,
and it was like,
is this possible?
Yeah, we just came off a 5-week tour, and it was like, is it possible? And it's like, we will make it possible. Like we're
just say yes.
Yeah, we're always just like that. Like we're gonna do it.
You gotta grind. Well, I want to talk about too. You mentioned it a little bit earlier. You were living in your practice room, your band practice room, right?
Yeah.
How? And that's probably not allowed, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was against zoning.
Yeah, it wasn't. But it was a pretty chill place in Brooklyn. It was like a warehouse. It used to be a brewery. I don't know. I had broken up with a girlfriend who I was living with and had this period where I was going to go on tour. So I just had a few months. So I was like, I'm just going to stay in the space till then. And I found myself just like by living there, being able to write way more and not getting writer's block and just living in it. I lost like my shifts at the bar. I was just working only Friday, which I could afford because I was living in there.
Right.
So it was kind of like the golden handcuffs. It was like too good to go back. I was like, this way I can just live music. And that's when I really started being able to write good stuff, I think, for the first time.
Just because you were surrounded by your instruments 24 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just staying in it and doing it more, having way more time.
Not much to lose.
Did you have a bed in there? Or like, where did you fit it?
Yeah, I had a futon.
Okay.
Bathroom down the hall. I had a $20 gym membership
a
month. So that's where I showered.
One shower a month?
That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need. So, you know, I also heard that you wrote over 100 songs for this album. I mean, is this like just was inspiration flowing at the moment, or is this the way you always attack, you know, music and these records?
I think for me, it was like that was just me learning how to write and having writing for a long time. At first, it was like, I want to say something really meaningful. It doesn't quite come out right. And then after like 100 songs, kind of start to figure it out. So the album is really, it's like the last, you know, 15 songs of the 100 are the ones that are on the album.
Do you think that's because they're the best songs, or they were just the freshest in your mind and you're most excited about them? Or what do you think that is?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I felt like they're the best. We felt like they're the best.
Yeah.
But it might just be also that they're fresh.
Sure.
I have some old ones that I got in my back pocket. I'm like, we can do that one day.
Yeah.
And now that we're all in a band together, we're going to write together more.
Very cool.
So, I don't know.
I wanted to actually talk about that, like the writing and recording process. Is it like you kind of come to the table with this idea and this structure set up and then you guys build around that? Or is everybody coming together with parts? Or what's the process there?
That's how it started, but mostly because we didn't know each other when I was like writing, you know? And we kind of built the band around the first songs. So, it doesn't have to be that way. That's just kind of how it worked out that time. And I think in the future, we're just going to keep writing a lot. We'll write together. We'll do whatever works and then take whatever we like.
Very cool. Yeah. You know, with going along with that, you guys have a very clever way of describing your music. You know, you have songs like Wolves and Drugs. And I wanted to know, where do these ideas come from? I mean, is there any special meaning behind these? Or they just mean you wanted to write a song about wolves and drugs?
Yeah. I don't know. They're all different.
Yeah.
Every song, it's kind of more like we look at all the songs and we're like, that one just means more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. With Wolves, was about is a song about how, you know, people, especially if you care about them, they kind of drag you into their world. And if you focus on someone, spend a lot of time with someone, you become like them. And like my dad always used to say, if you lie down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. And so I just like changed that and was like, if you lie down with wolves, you learn to howl.
Clever.
Yeah.
I like it.
Nice. Thanks. And drugs is totally different. It's like a song about being addicted to our phones, basically. Technology stuh.
You do have a line about millennials in there, so I know that I kind of gravitated toward that one as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the album is insane. Everyone should go and pick it up, too. It's called This Album Does Not Exist. You know, what is the next step for the band? What's that next mountain you want to climb?
I just want to keep moving, keep touring, hopefully go overseas.
It's all one mountain.
Yeah, just keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm. We really want to go overseas, tour UK and Europe, Japan, mm-hmm. Australia.
You could probably get some cheap flights over to England right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
The whole,
if they let us in.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we have, there's always these milestones. I know one, the band was like hearing it on radio the first time where we didn't know it was going to be played. That was a big moment where it's like, like these stations are playing it. That was big. I'm really excited that we have a vinyl coming.
That's cool.
I've wanted a record. That I wanted it on vinyl.
Yeah.
And it's happening. It's imminent. I think you can pre-order it. Actually, I think that went live maybe like a couple hours ago. So that's exciting. And then, yeah, just bigger shows, man, all the time.
Who do you guys, who are you listening to? Just other bands, yourselves? And like, is there anyone you're impressed by? Or are there any bands that you're kind of drawing inspiration from?
Wolfpack.
Oh, yeah. Bands from right now?
Yeah. Or any era, really.
Yeah, we draw like tons of inspiration from old stuff that we always like, but we've also been getting into new bands. Jacob just showed me Always.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Love them.
Daywave, they're another great band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The man I'm most excited to see at Lala is Die Antwoord.
That's going to be an experience.
We're not going to be able to see Radiohead, I don't think, which is sad for us.
Yeah.
But... Antwoord, we're gonna have a good time seeing that. We're gonna definitely catch that stuff.
That's gonna be wild.
So, what do you guys listen to when you're on the road and everything? What's that CD or the iPod hookup that you listen to in the car ride over? Is it Die Antwoord? Because man,
sometimes
it pumps you up.
They're great. Yeah, exactly. I really do like them.
We were just listening to Katy Perry.
Jump. We were on the way here. We were listening to Katy Perry.
Her song "Birthday."
Okay. Yeah. By choice or?
Yeah, I put that on.
Good.
Yeah. That was me.
Oh, it was such good vibes.
Is that a guilty pleasure, or just you're proud of it?
I have no guilt.
That's the line, man. That needs to be it.
No guilty pleasures ever.
Be proud of what you listen to.
Marvin Gaye on the way here.
Oh, yeah, Marvin Gaye.
We listened to it all.
Sexual Healing. Yeah. Lata Mangeshkar.
Yeah.
East Indian Star.
Yeah.
When a friend who rescued us when our van broke down, he picked me up. So I had I was in control of the playlist. We were playing Nirvana. I played Nirvana.
Nice. And
Mac DeMarco, who is New York boy that we all adore.
He's Canadian.
He is Canadian, but he's been living in New York now for a long time.
A lot of podcasts as well.
Yeah?
This American Life, mm-hmm. Radio Lab.
Sound Sessions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And when we're in Chicago, we listen to WGN Radio.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Like that. Very cool.
What about free time when you guys aren't doing the music thing? I know you've been grinding you said you were on a 5-week tour and you're back on one. Yeah. When you get home and you've got nothing to do, what do you do?
What time?
What?
Yeah, we don't really do that these days. We've just been going really hard. We're back for a week. We get a couple rehearsals, trying to figure out some new songs and get back on the road.
Yeah, we have yet to have downtime in the last 5 months, which is fun.
It's what we always wanted.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that's
as a musician.
Time.
I
like
hard
to keep
to get busy. So we're glad when we are, and we try to just.
And we're back in like LA. We see friends, go out, go dancing.
We like to dance.
We do like to dance.
Have you guys played everywhere in New York that you want to play yet, or do you have like a milestone?
Oh, we haven't done Madison Square Garden yet.
So you haven't?
No, we haven't. Not yet.
Get there.
Oh man.
Definitely not. Also, my favorite theater always is Radio City Music Hall. Never played there. That's kind of a dream.
Yeah.
I was actually wanted to kind of touch on that. You guys have moved. You're in LA now, yeah?
Yes.
From Brooklyn. Yeah. And what do you miss about New York? I know you were talking about like kind of the artists that you were around nonstop and all that, but is there anything else?
Yeah. To me, there's a really special culture in New York where people just, you know, let's say it's a melting pot. Everybody talks to everybody else. Everybody kind of accepts everybody else for who they are. And that's really kind of unique. And the only place I've lived that's really like that. Mm-hmm. So everybody's kind of open. It's a lot more interaction. So that's kind of special.
Yeah.
I miss that.
As horrible as the subway can be at times, if you live in any other city, you miss that.
Yeah.
I love every time that it's like I get excited about taking the subway because it's just such a part of the life and culture there. $2.50 deli bacon, egg, and cheeses.
I was going to touch on that. How does the food compare between the two?
They're both great in different ways.
They're both great in different ways. I mean, New York has an amazing, probably the best, like, of like diverse,
sure,
you know, like you can get great food of just from every culture at every, you can get great street food, you can get amazing like fine dining.
LA specializes in Mexican.
Mexican is like,
and the best burgers.
Yeah. I live in Thai Town, so there's a bunch of great Thai food.
Ooh, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. We have a gift for you guys.
Oh yes,
straight from Chicago's own WGN. You mentioned Thai food. Well, we've got a little seasoning for you guys.
Ooh.
You want to try out. It's called
If
You Cook. It's called Jackie's Mom Seasoning.
Wow.
And it's from our sales manager, in fact.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Jackie's mom has got it going on.
Jackie's mom is amazing.
Can I get
Thank
a little?
It's incredible.
A little sample.
A little bump.
Yeah.
That smells really good.
Or is it just zesty?
It's a little zest and a little bit of spice.
I've actually not used it ever, so I don't know.
Kevin.
I know. I need to get on that.
It's really, really, really good. It's kind of curing my headache, too. There's something, it's medicinal.
I think we just found a new reason for it. You put it on your steak, it'll relieve any headaches. That, ulcers, anything you want. Also really good when you're about to sing a song, too.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's really good.
It's great.
Well, fantastic, guys.
I'm going to throw that on everything. Gone in like 2 days.
That's a great soundbite to grab.
Right, for her, yeah.
I'm going to put that on everything.
I'm going to put it on everything.
So you guys are here in Chicago playing Lincoln Hall tonight. What are some of the things that you'd like to do while you're in the city?
We like to hang out with our friends. Mm-hmm. We just stayed with one awesome friend last night. We're staying with a different friend tonight. Yeah, what do you think? Maybe we'll get a drink?
Yeah, we're going to have fun. It's the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we're in Chicago.
You're at a great theater tonight, too. Lincoln Hall is my favorite in Chicago.
We've heard it's great. We've never been there.
You'll love it.
Maybe sit in on some like jazz sessions, you know? Just
guys, we have those guest lists.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we thought that since we're on the radio, maybe this will play before the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to offer a couple of free tickets.
Excellent.
Yeah, if you don't have tickets, if you couldn't get tickets, if you're sad and lonely,
we haven't put too much thought into this.
Or if you're happy and lonely,
how we're going to go about doing it. But
mm-hmm. How about this? First person to tweet at us and WGN Radio about the tickets,
boom,
gets the tickets.
If you're in Chicago,
yeah, we can do that. We'll put it out on our social media. We'll spread the word and everything. I'm sure these are going to go so fast, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this show is going to be fantastic. Zella Day and Dreamers playing at Lincoln Hall tonight. What can be better?
Right.
Yeah, Zella and the boys are amazing. It's such a good night of music, actually. Yeah. We're kind of thrilled about it.
Yeah, they kill it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're awesome people. They're great.
Definitely.
Can we touch on, I know it's a kind of a bummer of a topic, but some of the losses that we've had in music since really the beginning of the year.
You
got, you know, Lemmy, Fife Dog, Prince, Bowie. I know I'm forgetting some, but it's been a pretty devastating year.
Yeah.
Have they any influences on you guys?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. David Bowie is a massive influence on us.
That one
came out of the blue. I think that kind of like shook all of us.
Yeah, he seemed way younger.
Ziggy, phone case.
Yep. Than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
That's right.
Well, he had just put out that album. The whole thing was kind of eerie. You know, he put out that album and the song that his
saw that video,
Black
right?
Star,
yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, that album blows
he knew,
my mind.
I think.
He did. That's what everybody said. I mean, he'd been sick for a while. He knew that was probably going to be his last record.
And you can tell when you listen to it, it's about death. And it's crazy to me to hear an artist really confront that topic like that. And he does it kind of with a smile.
Right.
Yeah.
Like in his way.
Right.
Incredible. Yeah. I like to think about that topic, even though it's kind of a downer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I like to talk about, sometimes I like to have deep conversations. Some people like to have more fun, light conversations, but I find it fun to have deep conversations.
Sure.
So sometimes I bum people out.
Yeah. I usually freak people out.
Yeah. No, but losing all these like great artists, like it does kind of, it gives you that sense of like a void. It's like oh, there's like a sense of
sure,
like that, like who is going to be like filling the void?
Yeah,
I think it's important to remind yourself of it because it's so real and it's doesn't do you any good to just not think about it. And I think thinking about it makes you
appreciate life.
Yeah, it makes you appreciate life, and it makes you. It forces you to decide how you want to live your life and to really do it.
I think in kind of going back to the void that you mentioned, it speaks to the power of music, you know.
Exactly.
The world was devastated by these losses and it just shows the power of music and the legacy these guys left, and it's, you know, gives you a little bit of hope maybe one day we can do something like that, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of why, you know, it's kind of why like as musicians we got into it. It's because these people, like, they're, it's like changes your life, you know, like music artists, and then it defines moments of your life. So that's kind of the thing I feel like as a musician you're chasing.
Last summer in Chicago, actually, at Riot Fest, we saw Motorhead.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, that was right before
one of their last shows,
probably,
because he canceled the show in Denver because he wasn't feeling well, the altitude. And then we were new with it because we knew that we were also doing Chicago, and we're like, he might not play.
Mm-hmm.
He did play, and they were incredible.
Amazing.
You know, I do remember thinking, like, I think Lemmy wants to die on stage. He didn't seem well. He killed it. But it's like, Lemmy is trying to die on stage.
Yeah.
Like,
he seems like one of those guys who's just happy playing to the end. Like,
right.
Yeah. Just, like, not sick of it at all.
Burnt out and don't fade away.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was actually that one metal, was it a drummer, who did pass away on stage? And he was from one of the bigger bands. Did you guys hear about that?
I heard about it.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
I do remember that.
But, I mean, if you're going to go, that's the way you're going to go.
Wasn't Slayer, was it?
Slayer? I don't think
so. No, it wasn't Slayer. No, it was somebody in that.
Megadeth.
Oh, was it Megadeth?
Yeah, Megadeth.
Right.
Oh,
go.
Man.
Gosh, that's insane. He, Nelson was talking about the bass player from Chic, was it?
Yes. Yeah. No, he actually, Chic did a, he's one of my favorite bass players, Bernard Edwards. They did a reunion show in Japan, and he had not been feeling well. But he played the show, and during the set, he lost consciousness, and he, like, propped himself up on the amp. And everybody, you know, like, the other band members just thought he was, like, sitting out, just, like, playing around. And then I think his tech realized that he had, like, actually passed out. But he played this whole set. It's incredible. You can find a video of it. It's insanely good. He seems great. As soon as he was done playing, like their hotel was, like right next door, he went there and, like, died instantly. He played this huge set. And people, you know, they said he thought he had the flu, and people were like, we can postpone it, like, you should go. He's like, no, I'm fine, man. And, he just died. I think his heart stopped. He probably had a heart attack or something earlier in the day and played the set anyway, and as soon as it was done.
Stuff legends are made of, though, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. He that's the pro till the end.
Yeah.
He crushed that set.
So much passion goes into that kind of music until you die. It's insane. Well, guys, you know, I want to leave this on a happy note.
Right. Moving on from there.
It was an absolute pleasure having you guys on today. I wish nothing but the best to you guys. It was amazing having you in the studio today. Go and check them out at Lincoln Hall tonight. Check out their album. Yeah, pre-order launches today for their album. This album does not exist. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Amazon, Google Play, Spotify. These guys are all over the place. Dreamers, thank you guys so much for joining us on Sound
Sessions.
Thank
you guys
for having us. Yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Drifting like it's 1974, dressing like the Rolling Stones. Hey ho, let's go get some more like Young Ramones. Some nights feel like every night, this one feels brand new. Only got bad things on my mind when I'm with you. And so it goes. Found our sweet disaster in a river of champagne, swimming through the morning after we float away. Thank you.
dreaming like it's 1984, dancing like the talking heads. Last call, 40s at the corner store to take to bed. Tell me that you need me on the floor, pass out in your dirty clothes. Ask me what the hell I'm looking for, like you don't know. You're making it so easy to throw myself away. And so it goes, we found our sweet disaster in a river of champagne, swimming through the morning after we flow. Like every night, this one feels brand new. Only got bad things on my mind when I'm with you. And so it goes, we found our sweet disaster in a river of champagne.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter at SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram at SoundSessionsWGN.